Welcome to the Radio 191 FM podcast.
You're tuned into R1 News at 1. Every weekday from 1 till 2 p.m, our dedicated news team brings you the hard-hitting stories, interviews and culture pieces from across Otepoti, Dunedin.
That is right. You are listening to the R1 News. The date is Tuesday, 23rd of July. I'm Jemima.
And I'm Isla.
Welcome to the show. We've got a very big bulletin for you today. As well as that, we'll be debuting two new segments, which I'm super excited about. We've got Sam Somerville's Sports Sweep, as well as a special one put together by you. Do you want to tell our listeners what it's all about, Isla?
So it's just going to be whatever random STEM thing I find for the week. Coming up is some really cool neurotechnology combined with video games, so I'm very interested in that sort of thing.
It's so interesting. So make sure you stay tuned. We'll be kicking off segments at 1:20. We'll be back with the bulletin in just a moment, but first up for you, we've got Missy with Petty.
It's not important, don't get up for me.
Coming up on your Sports Sweep, England failed to win their second successive major football European final after a 2-1 loss to Spain. Strong rumours are circulating about a Kiwi Formula One driver appearing in the Red Bull roster next season, and the All Blacks extend their unbeaten streak to 49 at the Fortress of Eden Park. I'm Sam Somerville, and all of this is to look forward to on today's Sports Sweep, Radio 1.
Here are the R1 News at 1 headlines.
This is the R1 News Bulletin for Tuesday, the 23rd of July. I'm Isla.
I'm Jemima. In student news, a by-election for the new OUSA Finance and Strategy Officer has been called, Critic Te Arohi reports. The by-election will be held next week from the 29th to 31st of July. Nominations for the role are now open until Wednesday tomorrow. The role was previously held by Abby Clayton, who handed in her formal resignation last Monday. However, leading up to this, Abby had been unreachable for a month despite repeated attempts from the exec. Current student president Keegan Wells has been filling the key duties of this job over this period. The Finance and Strategy Officer is a 20 hours a week paid role that works with the University Union and the Finance and Strategy Committee to look after the vision of the finances of OUSA, in the words of our lovely secretary, Donna Jones. To be nominated, head to OUSA's main office with two people to nominate you. The campaigning period runs for 5 days from the 24th of July to the 29th. You can find out more about the position and election process by heading to OUSA's website, ousa.org.nz.
In Otepoti news, consent matters for the new Dunedin Hospital have concluded. Under the Resource Management Act of 1991, Section 87A, resource consent is described as the consent to do something that otherwise would intervene Section 9 or Section 13. This section respectively refer to land use. In March of this year, there were administrative errors that overlooked the transfer of ownership of a small 5x5-meter land plot. Since then, it seems like the last of the required consents have been made through a fast-tracked independent panel. The last stage of hospital development will be the ancillary services building. These are smaller structures that support the building's main function, such as storage sheds, utility buildings, and garages. In national news, Health Minister Dr. Shane Reddy has announced yesterday that there will be an eventual deficit of approximately $1.4 billion by the end of 2024, extending to 2025, despite the government's investment of $16.68 billion in this year's health budget. Overexpenditure from Health New Zealand has reached approximately $130 million a month. In response to this, Professor Leslie Levy has been appointed commissioner for a 12-month term. Interestingly, the previously 7-member board has since dwindled to 2. In this position, Professor Levy has the critical job of implementing a turnaround plan to counteract the projected loss. In response, various members of the Labour Party, such as Labour leader Chris Hipkins and health spokesperson Dr. Ayesha Viral, have claimed that the current government had already underfunded the health budget and are trying to manipulate the reason for the turnaround plan. In contrast, Dr. Reddy has also claimed that the previous government was to be blamed for the current state of New Zealand health. Granted, neither party has disclosed figures or data that prove either claim.
In international news, some updates from the war on Gaza. Overnight, an Israeli assault on Khan Yunis has killed at least 70 Palestinians. Al Jazeera reports the air attacks and artillery shelling came only minutes after the Israeli military ordered the evacuation of more than 400,000 civilians. RNZ reports the attack also targeted designated humanitarian zones. Recently, on July 13th, Israel struck Al-Mawasi area, also designated as a safe zone, killing at least 90 people and injuring 300 others. Israeli forces also attacked five different schools in Gaza, where people had been sheltering, in just 8 days, killing 50 people over the early to mid-weeks of July. The latest attack comes just after last week, when the International Court of Justice ruled that Israel's continuing occupation of Palestinian territory is illegal and violates international law. The 15-person judge panel deemed Israel's actions in the West Bank and East Jerusalem, such as the building and expansion of Israeli settlements, the use of the area's natural resources, and discriminatory policies against Palestinians, amount to annexation and that Israel has no right to sovereignty of these territories. The court says Israel must end its occupation as rapidly as possible, cease building and remove all existing settlements, and that other nations were obliged not to render aid or assistance in maintaining Israel's presence in the territory. The death toll from the war in Gaza stands at 39,561 Palestinians and 1,139 people in Israel. The death toll of Palestinians is, however, likely to be much higher. A study published by Lancet estimates the death toll could reach 186,000, considering bodies that have not been counted due to being buried in rubble and indirect deaths due to destruction of health facilities, food distribution systems, and other public infrastructure.
Content warning: this story contains mentions of suicide. Cybercrime itself is a difficult space to navigate in terms of obscurity due to the international nature of much of it. This story, while beginning in Canada, has since then reached to New Zealand. Australian euthanasia advocate Philip Nitsky began promoting how high doses of salt could potentially be used as a peaceful technique in euthanasia practices. In response, suicide forums began considering it as a means to take their own life. Kenneth Law in 2020 began to use this as an opportunity to begin selling sodium nitrate on various sites, along with other paraphernalia that could be used in suicide. The lives of four New Zealand individuals have since been then lost. Due to the international nature of the crime, responses are highly contested. If you or someone you know is having thoughts of suicide, there's free calls or text to 1737 anytime to speak to a trained counselor for any reason, or you can call Lifeline at 0800-543-354 or the Suicide Crisis Helpline at 0508-828-865.
This has been the R1 News Bulletin for Tuesday, 23rd of July. Today's bulletin was written by Isla Taring and Jemima Lorimer and read to you by Isla Taring and Jemima Lorimer.
Those were the headlines for today on R1 News at 1. Catch up on previous R1 News wherever you get your podcasts or head to r1.co.nz/news.
You're listening to R1 News, and the next song we have is Gladiator by Kala.
R1 News at 1.
That's right, you're listening to the R1 News at 1. You just heard Tali with My Remedy. And next up for you, we've got Sports Sweep with Sam Somerville.
This is Radio 1 News. I'm Sam Somerville, here to host your Sports Sweep. In football news, the final of the Euros between Spain and England took place on Monday the 15th of July, with Spain emerging victorious in a 2-1 win within 90 minutes. The first goal, scored by Nico Williams in the 47th minute, saw Spain take control of the game early into the second half, with England managing to find an equaliser through Chelsea's Cole Palmer. Spanish substitute Mikel Oyarzabal proved to be the deciding factor, scoring the winner in the 86th minute and leading Spain to their fourth European title, the most any country has won. Lamine Yamal became the youngest ever player to win and reach a major international final, surpassing Brazilian legend Pelé at just 17 years old and one day. The young Barcelona player ended the tournament with one goal and four assists, being awarded the best young player of the tournament. This is now the second successive European final that England have reached and failed to win, following their 1-0 loss to Italy in 2021. In motorsport news, Kiwi Formula One reserve driver Liam Lawson has recently been running tests for Red Bull, amid the news that Red Bull's Sergio Perez is under increasing pressure after his recent performances. These have been described by Christian Horner as unsustainable, as Perez has finished 17th or lower in three of his last five races. Racing Bulls driver Yuki Tsunoda has stated that it would be weird if Liam Lawson got to the senior team before him. Red Bull engineers were reportedly underwhelmed with Lawson's performance in testing. However, he may have another chance to prove himself during the testing at the Italian Grand Prix later this year. Lewis Hamilton recently became the first Formula One driver to record 9 wins at a single circuit, surpassing Michael Schumacher with 8. His historic win came at his home race, the British Grand Prix, after not having won a race for 945 days. In rugby news, the All Blacks beat England 24-17 at Eden Park last Saturday, securing a 2-0 sweep in the series. 2 tries from Mark Talia and 4 penalties from Damian McKenzie was enough to hold the English off, extending our record against the Roses to 35 wins and 8 losses. This win sees the All Blacks' streak of not losing a game at Eden Park extend to 49 games over the span of 30 years. Scott Robertson has added 6 new players to the team sheet for when the All Blacks take on the Fijian Drua in San Diego. The 6 getting the big call are Billy Proctor, George Bell, Pasilio Tosi, Sam Derry, Wallace Setiti and Noah Hotham. I'm Sam Somerville and that was your Radio 1 Sports Sweep.
Hey guys, hope you enjoyed listening to that segment on sports. The following segment after the song Sports by Dreamwife will be me rambling on about some neat stuff happening in STEM. But for now, hope you enjoy the song.
Fuck, sorry, fuck. Please will you so kindly start again.
Hi there, I'm Isla, and this is my unnamed STEM segment. Recently, Perry, or Perry Cariel, has created this really cool technology. She is a streamer with a master's in psychology. This month, she was able to finish Shadow of the Erdtree, an expansion pack to the notoriously hard game Elden Ring, with her mind. She did this through the combination of EEG and eye-tracking software, where her inputs resulted in an output in the game through the action she herself programmed. EEG, also known as electroencephalogram, is a test that detects electrical activity of your brain through the use of electrodes. EEG headsets can be purchased online from Emotiv. This is a private bioinformatics and technology company that specializes in neurotechnology. Perry was able to train her software to recognize brain activity and associate it with an action in the game. Anything that would elicit a strong emotion would result in a greater divergence from typical neural activity, or would activate a certain area of the brain, resulting in an action. Over 600 hours of inputs have been put into our software, with data deriving from a variety of games, from sandbox games, from Minecraft to first-person shooters. Perry describes how she wants her work to spread awareness of the capabilities of EEG technology, but also recognizes that it is not a feasible solution for individuals with disabilities due to factors like cost and setup. However, she does encourage further funding towards research in accessibility of games. Elon Musk, with his company Neuralink, have also explored this concept, with a recent success in a man being able to play Mario Kart, coming in second place using that technology.
Amazing. Thank you so much for that STEM news, Isla. That's so fascinating. Would you play a video game with your mind?
Yeah, that would be sick. I would just be terrible at it, but yeah.
To be honest, I would definitely want to get amongst two. And I feel like it solves a problem. That said, you'd have to have all these like headsets. But you know, when you like go to play Mario Kart with friends and all the controllers are dead, yeah. Or like some of them. Yeah.
I feel like would it crash into a wall for me just being angry and breaking the whole game though?
Yeah, I wonder if like, you know, does it directly mean that like what thoughts you have in your brain, if you're like, oh, I want to accelerate and drive forward, like does that directly translate to the action in the game, or do you have to think of something different and tangential? It's like fascinating.
Yeah, there are certain of the areas of the brain that are associated more with emotions, and I think Perry herself, like, she associated clutching one's hand and the emotions associated with that with an action in Elden Ring. I think that might have been an attack function, though I may be wrong.
Oh, I see. It's like a kind of angry function. crossing over to a, I guess, attack function kind of makes sense. Hmm. But yeah, fascinating stuff. Next up for you, we have a song by Lemon Demon. Would you like to introduce the song a little bit?
Yeah, sure. So the song Cabinet Man from Lemon Demon is from his album Spirit Phone. It's a very funky album, and it has a bunch of different stories depending on what song you listen to. And within this song, it basically describes the character becoming half human and a half arcade cabinet monster, which I guess links into this whole neurotechnology and video games concept.
Awesome. This is Lemon Demon with Cabinet Man. This is the R1 News, and we'll be back with your weather forecast very soon. Hang tight.
The R1 News at 1 with a forecast.
That's right. It is time for the weather on the R1 News at 1. Today, it's pretty cold. The high is 11 and the low is 5. But tomorrow, the weather's going to be a bit better for the rest of the week as well. The temperatures are jumping up to a 16-degree high for Wednesday, and that kind of stays until Saturday, so it'll carry you through to the weekend.
The R1 News at 1 with a forecast.
This has been the R1 News show for Tuesday the 23rd of July. I'm Jemima.
And I'm Isla.
Thanks for tuning in. If you missed part of the show today or, you know, want to catch up again, you can find us wherever you find your podcast. Just look for R1 News. Thank you so much for tuning in today. We'll leave you with Z and their song Trust Issues.
You've been listening to R1 News at 1 here on Te Reo Irirangi Kotahi. The R1 News is uploaded daily wherever you get your podcasts, or head to r1.co.nz/news to get yourself all caught up. Additionally, you can follow R1 News NZ to keep up to date with all our newsworthy happenings.
This was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. All of our content lives online at r1.co.nz.